Heavenly Father God, we come before you today. Not like Rome, not like last service, not like this 1 second ago. But Lord, we come before you, Lord, humble in spirit. Take all of me. Less of me and more of you is what I desire. I need every fiber of you, Lord Jesus. Every essence, all your DNA, all the molecules, all the cells, all the DNA to flow in this place right now. And we pray today, Lord, that you move in such a powerful way that all of our cares are cast on you. We thank you today. Today is the day that you have made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. We thank you today because this is nothing ever done before. And we worship you. And we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. And all in agreement say, amen. It's a place that's so special. And I want you to tell you that you're a part of it right now. I don't even care what you did before you walked in this door today. I want to tell you, by you making the decision to be amongst like-minded believers, that God is going to cover some things in your life just because you said yes. Just because somebody said amen. Amen. God is already working in your life and in your circumstances. I see miracles in this place. I see transformation in this place. I see from the band to the church in this place. Don't tell me I don't have something to be grateful for. But God, the God that I serve, is mighty. It's mighty. I know you came down a little bit. I need just a little bit more. Because I'm a little excited today because we have a reason to be excited. And it's not why we're here. It's what's going on out there. See, we always run around acting surprised when tragedy comes.
Come on.
When war comes. When battles come. We always say, what's going on? When if you're a Bible reader, a word believer, and you believe in the truth, you see that God has already called. Things are going to get worse. And it's going to get worse for you before it does them. There'll be a time when they'll be persecuting us. Come up in here with Uzis right now and say, anybody say Jesus, you dead. How many of those still be here? Oh, yeah, we stay here. They're not here right now. But if they was up in here right now, amen. I pray y'all stay. But have we really made a decision to follow Jesus? I'm not talking about yesterday. I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about right now. Now we just stood, all respect has been given. You can if you like, but turn, this is where we're going to begin today. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 10. Ephesians chapter 10. Ephesians 10. No, chapter 10, Ephesians. Somebody close up there, baby. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10.
All right.
Amen. When you dare say
amen.
Put up the phone. Get your mouth out.
There's no excuse that we should not. We on the phone on Facebook. We on the phone doing everything possible. Get on there and do God. Amen. But Ephesians 6, chapter 10 says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You stop right there. If I had to give you a title today, that would be just it. Finally.
My Lord.
Finally, he says, finally,
Be strong in the Lord. Well, first of all, let me stop right here. Most of us, when we see that word final, we think it's all over. You know, when you hit the final line, the final destination, we think we're done. I believe Paul is trying to show us here that there's a side to everything. Say a side to everything. Just like there's a good, there's a... Just like there's a dark, there's a... Just like there's a up, there's a... See, there's a side to everything. But most of us will only pay attention when you look up a definition and it says, finally, we read the first one. After a long time, typically involving difficult or delay. See, they lost us on that already. And we read the last and say, finally arrived to join us. See, we think that that is the end. But if you go down a little bit farther, it says, I like this part. It says, used to introduce a final point or reason. See, when you follow the word, it's always the woulda, coulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, coulda, and all those things. But when you're following God, it's one way and one way only.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say that again. We over here, we can make a lot of different choices. And we say, finally, I'll be strong in myself. Finally, I'll do what my people want me to do. Finally, I'll do what they say do. But over here, you have to just finally say, I'm going to finally do what God says.
Yeah.
Now, watch this. Watch this changing of your perception of this word. Because when you change your perception, it's called a paradigm shift. You saw it this way today, but now you see it like this today.
Yeah.
Your paradigm has shifted because you no longer see the word finally as the end. Oh, yeah. Final. That's the final finish line. But Paul is instructing us to say, finally, I get it. Finally, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Finally, I got to do something better. Finally, I got to stop waiting on you to do it. I got to see me do it. But the change I want to see, I must first see it. No. See, most of us say, the change I want to see it in you first. Show me that you can walk on water. Show me that you can raise the dead. Show me that you can pray the blind to see.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, finally, I'm strong in the Lord. And it's the power of his life. See,
you, when you get to that point right there, when you get finally strong in the Lord, all your stuff must die. No longer can your likes, no longer can your desires, no longer can your wants, your needs, or anything else supersede the will of God. But you got to first make a decision that finally enough is enough.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Finally, I'm tired of talking people talking about me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they can talk about me. That's okay.
Amen. Amen.
What they say, stick to stone, but words, you are. The truth ain't in that. Words only give two reasons, life or death. A word will tell you can, a word will tell you can't. And once you embrace that word I can't, you never will.
All right,
oh, no. You need to really catch on to that one. Because don't you know the word that goes in is the word that comes out? If you don't put good word in, how do you expect to preach a word that's going to touch people's lives?
Because
I'm talking my word.
Because finally I'm strong in me. And I'm finally strong in my own life. But every time I do something, it fails. Every time I do something, it blow up in my face. Every time I did something, I was in jail. Because that was my will.
All right.
Feel me right in my will right now.
Come on now.
Finally, I can't pay my bills. That ain't God's problem. That's finally, you are not managing your money. Finally, my prayers ain't answered. Because finally, you ain't doing what God told you to do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, enough has to get enough. And finally,
I'm on my own. Finally, he's my personal Lord. And no. We got to be the same God. He said he saved me only to fulfill his service. One God, Israel. But he says, you must love the Lord your God with all your mind, body, soul, and spirit.
All right. Amen.
Finally, I get it. Finally, after all these years of going to to none of y'all because y'all got it all. But for those of us who are still a work in progress, and I'll be the first one to put my hand up right now. It's today, all day. I'm a work in progress. When, you know, I answered that question earlier, and we was talking about this, and I said, well, I'm the problem. Because maybe finally I need to start doing a little more in the community.
All right.
Maybe finally I need to make some bigger connections with bigger churches, saying I don't want to deal with big churches. That's my biggest thing. I'm in the streets.
All right.
They won't come to the streets, I don't want to deal with them. But maybe finally I'm going to reach out to some areas that got that money already that can make some stuff happen.
Yeah.
Instead of it stuck in my way. Now, I'm not saying that's right or wrong. Because when you trust God finally, strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might, you know what's coming your way because you see God in it.
Yeah,
come on, come on. Oh, I didn't get you, man.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Because we see things coming, and it's shiny, it's loud, and we think it's God. Hey, God is peaceful. God is calm. God is love.
Amen.
Huh. But finally, I always want to fight. No. See, you ain't made it yet. Finally, I'm always getting an attitude. Nuh-uh, you still have not arrived. Finally, I'm always using vulgar language. And I know that's taking the Lord's name in vain. Cursing myself. See, finally, I know I threw that in there because some of us still do those things right now. Come on, let's be real.
Amen.
We have to say anything that comes out of us in the final place, it dishonors God. No longer does it dishonor me. When I finally became strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, everything I do represents him.
Right. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you think it's only a church. Everything I do represents him. Whether I'm getting watermelon across the street, I'm praying for that dude to get the best, sweetest watermelon out of that thing. I'm praying for him to get the most, scrumptious fruit out of that whole collection. Try sometimes out the word. It's always getting better stuff. And wondering why you can speak a word, but you either got a word of life or you got a word of death. I saw somebody on the radio today. Speak to that sickness in your life for the whole weekend. You're healed, you're healed, you're healed. Even when they say you're crazy, I'm healed, that pain is gone. That pain is gone. It's no more. It's gone. I guarantee you, all right, you're going to be calling me there. It's gone. Come back over here on this one.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We compromise. just for somebody to like us.
Yeah.
Just for somebody to come to a service. Just for somebody to come on the radio. Let me tell you something right now. I do what I do for God because I'm looking for what He's going to do for me.
Yes. All right.
I'm healed. Yeah. I'm healed. Because finally, I will be strong in the Lord and in the power. I might preach it every day. Y'all think I ain't got to do my dad told me how to survive, so I preach.
Don't ever put that past me. Go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
Because once you get finally strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, we always want to go to verse 11 where it says, you wrestle not against flesh and blood. Stop right there, because you got to get prepared when you put on that whole armor. You got to know that you got to make a stand. And a stand that will not be. A stand that nothing can separate you from the love of what? God.
Finally, there it is again. Finally, my brethren. Wait, let me explain something to you right now, just in case we got any confusion. When you see that word in there, he's talking to y'all sisters too.
Don't think he's just trying to be us brother. He's talking to all of us, because when Christ came, he died for you just like he died for me. When he called you to a purpose, he called you to a purpose just like he did me.
Amen.
Do y'all ever notice that sometimes you preach in some people in the audience, they hear brother, they come and talk about me, I'm off the
We talk about sisters. You think it's just a sister.
When this word goes forward, that's for everybody.
Amen. Yeah.
There is no respecter of what? Person.
Yeah.
Some people got to know that. Because they still be sitting out there saying, I'm off the hook. You talk on me on that one. I'm good on that one. But let me tell you, the word is for all. Amen. Finally, brethren, whatever things are, what?
True.
Whatever things are noble. Whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy. Oh, Jesus. See, I can get into a worship right now.
Yeah.
He says, meditate.
Yeah.
All right. Jesus.
Yeah.
I know you was all excited. You like, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. He's going to give me some fixable thing that I can be. You got to be meditating on the things of God. It has to be now. It can't be tomorrow. It has to be right now. We got to become a praying church. Even when we're not in the same building, we got to pray more.
Amen.
We talk about Christ saying in John 14. He says, if you believe in me, and the things I do also, he said, if you believe in me and the things that I do, you shall do them also. Stop right there.
Yeah.
Because we also want to jump over to the other side of the comma when it says greater things you'll do. Stop right where you are. See, first of all, you got to get the first things first.
Amen.
Knowing that every step of God is an elevation to a higher, higher, higher place. God is not looking for you just to graduate today and say, oh, I'm a child of God, and that's it. No, the job, the assignment, and your ambassadorship starts right now.
Yeah.
That you understand that when you believe in Him, you believe in His birth, you believe in His, in the whole road of Calvary. Nothing excluded. All the pain, all the suffering, all the blood, all the ugly stuff, everything. You believe in that whole world. You believe in the cross.
All right.
You believe in the grave.
Right.
You believe that rock got kicked away like it was. And He got up. When you believe that, you got to also believe all those things He did. He raised Lazarus. He wasn't there, but you got to believe.
Right.
Yeah.
He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He gave the blind what? Sight. You have to believe it. Before you ever think you can ever do a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Before you ever think you can do a sermon.
Yeah.
Before you ever think you can help somebody to know who Christ is. And if you don't know what the also is, you can never teach anybody else what the also is.
Yeah, yeah.
See, we always get finally in me, and I'm going to teach you how to be me before you know there's a bunch of me running around. And I'm going to be out of heaven that one.
I think one of me is enough. I get some amens over here.
Too bad Peter ain't here. I got a hallelujah. Shout out to him.
God knows what you can handle.
All right.
He'll never put too much on you. He knows the burdens that you can bear. Don't think that this "I am strong in the Lord" is an easy walk. This "strong in the Lord" is a lot of tribulation. It's a lot of persecution. A fact you may not know, but did you know that Christ was persecuted all the way from birth to death? Well, they said, "Oh, how is that? He was just a baby." Don't you know that Herod was after him when he was a baby? He killed all the baby boys looking for him. Y'all don't remember that story? That was persecution.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting persecuted. See, finally, my brother and my sister, when you be strong in the Lord, you say, "I'm ready to be persecuted." All right. Oh, no, you know you got to come down with me.
Yeah.
Finally, my brother, when you get strong in the Lord, the power of light, you're ready to walk down that road, Calvary.
Yeah.
Oh, here's some preachers back here with me. When you finally strong in the Lord and you in the power of his might, you ready to hang on that? Finally, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, you ready to die in that way just like he did.
Yeah. All right.
But when you finally, Jesus, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, you got to get up. You got to get up in the fight. You got to get up in the education. You got to get up in the marriage. You gotta get up in this church.
Yeah.
You gotta get up in everything you do and say, "Finally, I'm strong in the Lord. Finally, I'm strong in the power of His might." Now you can walk and say, "No weapon formed against me is prosperous." Now you can walk and say, "Greater is He that the winner against me." Finally, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Finally, I'm tired of doing the same all by myself. Finally, I want to see some other people get up and say, "Finally, I'll be strong in the Lord and the power of His might."
Yeah.
Finally, I'm giving my best. Finally, I'll pray better. Finally, now, this is the time. You ain't got to come down this aisle to join no church. You might need to come down this aisle and say, "Finally, I can get on my life."
You might want to make a decision today that enough is enough. And finally, I won't be on property no more. Finally, I'm going to stand up in my healing. And finally, I'm going to be what God called me to be. This could be your season today. This could be your season for grace. This could be your season for favor. But will you choose? Will you choose? Will you choose to follow him this day? Finally, I will be strong in the Lord and the power of his life. Amen. Glory to God. Let's pray for the Lord. Let's pray for the Lord again. When you come up here today, praise the Lord. Is there anyone that haven't accepted Jesus as Lord in your life? Maybe you want to make a U-turn in your life. Why don't you make that move right now?
Right now.
When you come.
Right now.
When you come.
Finally.
When you come to Jesus.
Finally.
Right now. Will you come?
Woo, Jesus!
Will you come?
Chocolate, like all almonds and slow roasted peanuts. Nature Valley.